I haven't decided. I'm less than a week post session. It was a very tough session. So you'd asked me the day after, I would have probably said yes, just because I was so tired. I mean, I don't function real well at 4 a.m. Senator Apodaca has been in the Senate since 2002. If he decides he wants to retire, certainly it's understandable. In the mountain area, we haven't, had in recent years. I think a lot of mountain folks feel like anything west of 77, Raleigh doesn't understand we're here. And so we've got a pretty strong delegation from the west at this point. And, I think we'll talk about these things. And the difference this year is the primary begins with qualifying on December 1st. So we're less than 60 days out from the start of the election cycle. Mm-hmm. And it'll be over early, and we're coming back into session earlier next year.
Being one of the most forceful advocates of the environment and in the party in power, and someone who's gaining seniority and stuff, does that weigh on you as a sense of obligation?
It weighs on me. I don't know, a sense of obligation. I oftentimes feel like I catch it from all sides. Most of my life has been spent as an environmental advocate. I now have to take positions that probably wouldn't have been my positions when I was in that role. But my role now oftentimes is to, get the best I can. Or incrementally move forward as opposed to go where I really would like it to go. Mm. It's interesting. I mean, I was, National Sierra Club president. I think I'm probably the only Republican that ever, at least in recent history, served in that capacity. And so there I was sort of viewed as, this very conservative environmental leader. And now I'm in the House, and at least within my caucus, because of my positions on the environmental stuff and my wildly independent ways, I'm oftentimes viewed as, he's on the sort of liberal end of the party.